ER.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'd like to call this 1:30 p.m. meeting to order. Is Dan there, girls?
He is not.
Okay, Jim Strathis and I are available by phone.
Okay, wonderful. I have a couple of requests to go over with you gentlemen.
Okay.
Looks like we're going to try and do an executive session for Monday morning. Mr. Cotty will be here for the road vacate. So,
okay, very good.
So it looks like we're going to try and do that in the morning.
Okay.
For what,
do you think at 9:30?
Probably.
Okay.
You know, to about noon or so.
All right.
We also have a lot of executive minutes to review and approve.
With the executive. So we'll just put that part of that executive session, because I don't know if we'll have enough information to keep Mr. Cotty busy for 2.5 hours. So we'll just do that within that executive.
Okay, on the 3rd, on Monday?
Yeah.
Okay. There's going to be a bid opening on October 20th, and I'll place that on the agenda if you're fine with that.
What year is this?
Yes, fencing and hazmat suits.
Okay.
We're also going to be discussing the salt shed out at the MoDOT barn.
On Monday, is that right? I think that's all that.
That's correct. Randy Hayes came over to the office earlier. He had submitted an email on some drainage issues over at the Masonic Lodge. We can either talk about it directly after that, or we can do it in the afternoon.
Let's just extend the road bridge a little longer.
Okay.
And do this for me also, Nikki.
Uh-huh.
What's your agenda request? Let's put your agenda request at 11 o'clock. Just in case we run short on the stuff.
Okay.
And we can always postpone that to 1 o'clock if we have more things. But let's put, if it's all right with you, let's move you to 11 o'clock and then, of course, extend road and bridge by 15 minutes.
Okay. I can do that. We need to discuss a road sign on Harding Boulevard.
Okay. Now, let me express that they have requested that a sign be located. The avenue itself is called Harding Street or Avenue or Boulevard.
Boulevard.
I went over to 911 this morning to talk to them about it. It is they that has requested that we give them the approval to go ahead. The street's been named since the subdivision was there, but we should put it down for discussion. Put it in road and bridge world with a subtopic of road and bridge. Okay.
I can do that. That's however you guys would like.
Oh, let's do it that way. Yeah, because that's part of road and bridge. That'd be fine.
Okay. Economic services request to go out for an RFQ.
That's the follow-up to this economic development meeting that Randy Dave and I were at to talk about doing an RFQ. So we're going to have discussion regarding whether or not to do an RFQ. Is that what we're doing? Is that what it says, Nick?
Yes.
Okay. And Nick, we need is 15 minutes.
Okay, what about on Thursday?
That's fine. We can do it Monday. Let's put it after your session on Monday.
We have road vacates on Monday also.
But I'm going to say after your session, because if we have to go in the afternoon, the road vacate is at 9 o'clock, right?
Correct.
I'm thinking put this thing, because it's 15 minutes, put it at 11:15 or 11:30 or something like that.
Okay.
What have we got for road vacations? What?
Powell Road.
Powell Road. Okay. There's 20 or so individuals. Yeah, Powell Road. Okay.
We have a uniform services agreement. Cintas won the bid for county uniforms.
Yeah, not a deal.
So that would be a quick motion, so we could do that Monday morning.
Hold on to that. Has our attorney seen that contract?
No, the attorney has not seen the contract. It's a very standard contract, and they want to have it in place, you know, by Monday.
That may not happen. Would you get that to Jillian, and she'll coordinate with Frank and his staff for them to review it?
Ron Erickson already spoke with Jillian. She kind of had him come out and talk to me. He said, well, the commission needs to decide whether they need to review it. And I told Jillian, I said, and I told Ron also, normally the guys need to review it, so we just thought we'd let you gentlemen make that decision.
Thought you'd let us make the decision of whether or not it meets all the legal requirements?
Yes.
No, I said it to Frank.
Okay.
And then have Jillian tell Frank to put this on a priority, and maybe we can vote on it by Thursday if he can get that date from turnaround that fast.
Well, if he can turn it around in the next day, I mean, we're talking, if it's pretty standard, it shouldn't go over.
Right?
It shouldn't take off, but we need to get to see it first.
The only thing that had to change was, like, percentage rate, and that's because of what the RFQ had stated. It's like a service agreement.
Right. We just want them to review it.
Okay, that's fine. Discussion on Energize Missouri grant.
Who put that on there?
Ron Houseman.
Remind me what that's about. That's about the reporting, isn't it?
Yes, that Debbie Redford is going to do. I did touch base with her, and she'll do the reporting on Monday. And she also indicated that reimbursements will be here approximately late November.
What action will we need to take on Monday?
I don't know that there is an action. You just asked me to put it on the agenda.
What I wanted was for us to be aware that we needed somebody to handle it. Since that time, we passed it on to Debbie Redford, so we're in good shape.
Okay, so that's done. Jimmy Russell would like to talk to you about manpower issues.
Okay.
Over in the jail. Have either one of you on an individual basis spoken with Jimmy?
I have not.
Okay. Here's an email. He says that they are currently holding 14 for Jasper County, and Greene County wants a minimum of 25 beds on a permanent basis through the end of the year. And it'll put them at about 200 total inmates. So he's asking to meet with you about that.
Becky.
Yes.
We can't talk about this on the phone. We'll bring it up in executive.
Okay.
We'll just have a discussion in executive, but we don't need to post anything to vote.
Okay. I have a support letter for the Greens, Phase 2. That HCW sent to us that he would like to submit for a possible tax credit.
Is that something he's formally wanting to submit, or he's wanting us to look at on that day?
I already have the support letter typed up. It's on a senior housing.
Let's put it on the agenda for Thursday, but let's bring it back up on Monday during our agenda request again.
Okay.
I'll see the letter, and then that way before we post anything, try about next Thursday.
The 6th?
Yeah, that's good. But if we could see it on Monday when we're all together, that'd be good too.
Okay. Tax sale surplus funds. Sheila Wyatt.
What about them? I think we left it. She was just going to submit a letter to the commission, I think, is what how we left it on Monday.
She sent me an email with that information. I didn't know if you wanted me to go ahead and put it on the agenda.
No, let's look at the letter first, then figure it out from there.
Okay.
just if you want to give us a copy in our boxes or something like that, that'd be great.
Okay. I believe that's it. Do you have anything that you would like scheduled particularly?
Was there something else that I wanted to discuss that I brought up this morning, or was it the signature that was needed that I provided?
On the water agreement?
No. What water agreement?
The one where they need to get water turned on out at the Hollister barn, the Mount Branson barn.
Okay,
that Jillian, Jillian talked to Frank Cotty. He was okay with you signing it as long as Rick signed off on it to make sure that we had the money.
Oh, okay. And I signed it, right?
Yes, you signed it. That was the only other thing that you talked about.
That's right. Cotty had said that that was okay. I'm with you. No, I've got nothing right now.
Nothing? Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's do adjourn. Second, all in favor. Hold it. So not adjourn because we're having a set of commission meeting.